Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Most people enjoy watching birds, except for their occasional deposits on cars or windows. In an earlier program, I mentioned at least 15 benefits that birds provide to humans and planet Earth. But as human population and developments increase, the survival of many bird species becomes threatened. Now, as winter approaches, colder weather and lack of food adds to the life-threatening dilemmas birds face. Some birds migrate to warmer habitats, but for those that stay in the northern regions, a helping hand from humans is no doubt appreciated. Presenting gifts of bird feeders and seeds to others and your own family will help songbirds and fowls to survive so that they can provide their songs and beauty in the spring. Consider these tips. Buy large bird feeders so you don't have to fill them so often. Wet seed can grow harmful bacteria, so use feeders with wide covers. If deer or other pests invade your feeders, hang them up higher in trees. Place feeders 10 feet away from dense cover to prevent sneak attacks from cats. Provide multiple feeders to increase amounts and diversity of foods. Favorite winter foods depends on the species. Black oil sunflower seeds are loved by most birds, but Niger, millet, peanuts, corn, and wheat will attract a diverse range of birds. Experiment and see what comes to your feeders. A combination of beef fat with seeds or fruit is called suet. It is a high-energy food which helps birds stay warm. The 4-inch cakes are placed in small cages and are loved by flickers, woodpeckers, and many other birds. Peanut butter is also relished by birds, but is more expensive than suet. Once birds find your feeders, they will rely on them for regular food supplies. If your feeders become empty, especially during ice storms or blizzards, birds will have a hard time finding natural food. If you take a trip, have a neighbor keep your feeders filled. Buy extra seed and store it in a cool, dry place like a covered plastic trash can, which can be kept on a deck, porch, or in your garage. Make sure the feeders are kept clean with hot water and then dried about once a month. Some birds, like juncos, towhees, doves, and pheasants, prefer eating seed which has fallen to the ground. Compact the snow below your feeders so that they can find that seed easier. Unless you live near a natural water source, place a pan of water near a feeder on warmer days. Or you could consider a heated bird bath to provide drinking water. If you have fruit trees or berry bushes, leave some of the fruit on the plants to provide natural foods. You may wish to leave birdhouses and nest boxes up all year for winter roosting sites. Now the fun part comes. After your feeders have been discovered by some birds, word soon gets around the neighborhood and others will arrive. But do you know what they are? The Peterson Field Guidebooks are a great help for beginners because the illustrations are often grouped by color. Then you can become a citizen scientist and submit your observations to Cornell's Project Feeder Watch, or participate in the Great Backyard Bird Count each December. Look online for details. Time to get started with your own feeders, or as gifts to others, and begin enjoying the colorful company of finches, woodpeckers, towhees, juncos, sparrows, doves, and many others. This is Ron Helstern for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.